Let's get this over with so we can go hang out with friends and family. It's the dog days of summer, and it's time to not be watching Fast and Furious every fucking week, fucking up our evenings by doing this podcast. Neat. Yeah, anyway, okay, I'm done with the song. Listen, this is No One Likes to Tune Podcast, the world's premier dedicated Fast and Furious podcast. If we weren't so dedicated, I surely would not be here. My name is Nick Nocera.
And I'm Daryl Wong.
Daryl, I'm annoyed.
How much?
8 times annoyed. Ooh, more annoyed okay. than I usually am.
Yeah.
By a stroke of fate, I've been cast to do this podcast with you forevermore, and I am furious about it. We watched Fate of the Furious this week, the 8th installment in the Fast and Furious franchise.
And, for the 25th time.
For the 20th, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true. Hey, guess what? Movie still sucks fucking ass.
Big ol' stinker.
Big pile of poop. Let me check my notes on what I took notes. This movie blows chunks. Period. The end. What else you got? Because that's me for the week.
I had a similar feeling about the movie, and I think, you know, I want to talk a little bit about Cypher, and Cypher here says, hey, you know what? The only thing you can really give people or give someone is information.
Yeah.
And I disagree. Hard disagree. I don't need very much information. If your information is coming in the form of an opinion, I need even less of it.
Yeah.
And I think in terms of, you know,
I think she's this... just so cold. I mean, you know, that's like, remember when we talk about codes? That's like her code.
Information?
Her code is information. She deals with like hacker down, like matrixy download. Blip. Download the info. That's like been her whole life. So her code is information. Her code is like computer code. It's like binary. Linking these pieces together. No, but she has like an ethos that she abides by. And the other thing is like the code of information. Or like the only seeing value in someone else's information is not seeing value in the person themselves, right? Which, you know, is the whole point of family. That like family is the entire opposite where
of information.
Yeah, family. It's an old adage. You never heard this? The opposite of information is family.
Oh my God. we just reverse constructed the writer's room here.
Like, we're like Marcus Aurelius over here, okay? We're like tossing out stoic nuggets. So okay. The opposite of information is family. I'm going to try to sell this. Family. What family is seeing value in is like the value you place on another person, devoid of what they can offer you. Right? That's family. Saying like devoid of what I think I can squeeze out of you or obtain from you or inherit from you, I still place value on you and your, you know, whatever, fucking whatever. You and your bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Big. I like that one. All right.
Yeah, big shit.
The opposite of information is family. I was going to say that the only thing you can really give somebody is time and attention. I think, you know, time and attention allows you, I think it works in the family context, right? Because your family is nothing to gain from it. They give you kind of, you know, the maximum amount of their time and attention to invest in, you know, you and your well-being and all that shit. And I think when it comes to, like how you spend your time and like how you interact with others, right? The most that you can do and the most that, you know, we can do as podcast hosts here is give each other and give the audience here our time and attention.
I agree. But not really. Yeah, I did agree for a second, but then I thought about it for like literally half a second. And like, I hate our listeners. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. That's one of like the charming things about this podcast, I think, is that like we have listeners. Daryl, you're a cool guy. You're generally like, you're like a cool podcast guy. And you love your listeners and you really support them and like they support you and they love you. They write into us all the time saying like, let's just have more Daryl, less Nick. I hate them. And I always have and I always will.
This is the nature of the project and the only reason why we push forward.
This is the nature of the project. That's that's correct. That's correct. This movie has too much Mr. Nobody. It's got too much Rock. Like, way too much Rock. It's got a lot of Tyrese. It's got a lot of Dom, but, like, just making bad decision after bad decision and then being annoying and not really taking care. Not really TCB, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, Dom's sort of a whimpering fool in this movie. And you're like, Dom, you need TCB. You know, you need to take care of business.
Okay. Is 8 worse than 9?
Yeah. I think so. Is it worse than Hobbs and Shaw? Yeah. I think so, man. Because it's like trying to be something, you know?
Yeah.
Hobbs and Shaw is at least like, we are on a purely commercial enterprise here. We are trying to like create the most vacuous, like money-sucking infotainment possible. Like, you know? We're trying to game the algorithm to a degree you've never even seen before.
Mm-hmm.
At least with Hobbs and Shaw, I, like, know that. Here, it's like, no, remember? Like, these are your favorite people. Remember Scott Eastwood?
We're tapping into something. We're tapping into some, like, deep-threaded audience relationship here. And we're going to take advantage of you. You're not even going to know until 25 cycles later. Then you'll feel it. You'll feel it the worst.
Remember Scott Eastwood? Your favorite? Your favorite character from the Fast and Furious franchise? Scott Eastwood? Yeah. You guys remember him. Although I will say, the one guy kind of popping for this watch through for me?
Mm-hmm.
Scott Eastwood.
Yeah. At some point, yeah, little nobody was like, Mr. Nobody. What the hell are you doing here?
Yeah.
How did you just show up out of nowhere? What the hell?
No. Yeah. Get out of here. I've got this handled.
Mm-hmm.
I think they should give... Do you think Scott Eastwood is in... 10? Do you think he's going to be in Fast X?
Yeah. They haven't killed him off. They're continuing to increase his on-screen presence, and they're setting him up as generally a likable guy. And, you know, I have a feeling that his character, if there is such a rating scale, probably gets better feedback than Kurt Russell.
Wow. Wow. A huge, huge, like, take. Wow. Okay, so you think in the focus groups that they do before they release the movie, okay,
yes,
where they take data points and have some sort of algorithm for rating each sort of aspect, character, whatever, of the movie, you think Scott Eastwood polls higher than Kurt Russell?
I definitely do.
I love that. I love that. I hope I. He pulls higher in my heart and my mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Is there a Kurt Russell movie I like? Like a lot? Not
no.
Really? Right? Uh-huh. Like. Yeah, I don't know if Kurt's my guy. I think.
Right.
I can't even think of like his early movie. I guess like Big Trouble in Little China, and like he did all those, you know, John Carpenter movies, basically, like Escape from New York and shit. I don't know. I don't like Kurt Russell. I don't know what to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we're breaking it down. So maybe, yeah, maybe I'm with you. Maybe the audiences were turned off by Kurt Russell also. I would guess Kurt Russell will not be making an appearance in Fast X.
Yeah, I agree. I think, yeah, Scott Eastwood, Little Nobody, is just going to take the torch here. I think that the way that they've set up the dynamic between him and Roman and Tej and Ramsey, I think that's going to continue to develop.
I just think, like, in the producer's room, someone's like, hey, did you hear Vin had a meeting with Brie Larson this weekend? You're like, what? You know, yeah, he wants her on the movie. Fuck!
So you got 10 minutes before our next meeting to come up with some good, sensible storylines to work her in.
Yeah, okay? And like the money, like where am I going to find money for Brie Larson's fucking quote on this movie? Like, what? No! That's crazy. And then, like, you know, they're like, Alan Rickman's agent says he wants $500,000. It's like, oh, fuck!
You know, less cars, just yeah.
Jason Momoa called. He actually is up his bid. He wants $4 million. Fuck! It's like, all right, what do we do? And it's like, oh, Kurt Russell, no. Like,
he's done.
Kurt's out. Right?
Yeah. Guest list has been closed. Ticket sales have completed.
Yeah, we're closing the door behind you, Kurt. Sorry, bud. You out. No. Yeah, I don't think so. And good riddance. Maybe Scott. Yes to Scott. No to Kurt. I feel good about that vibe. But I don't feel good about the vibe of this movie. Everything looks like CGI poop. Everything is not funny in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is not funny. It's not serious. It's just not funny.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. If this was the only Fast and the Furious movie you'd ever watched, it would be nonsense.
You'd be like,
but of no value.
I 110%. Can you imagine if we sent this out on like the space probe with the golden record? You know what I'm saying? Like if we ever did in the, you know how they sent that fucking space probe out in the 70s, like Carl Sagan sent some fucking records, like aliens have record players or something. What a stupid idiot. But anyway, it was like a bunch of people saying hello in different languages, and there was like a baby crying, and like, you know, there was just like a bunch of like a folk song or two. Like, hey, aliens, if you ever find these and also somehow have a record player.
Or are able to read Wax Bumps for some reason.
If you can play a 33, You know, like
maybe they included some fold-up instructions for a record player along with the records.
Like a Google, sort of like a Google. Remember the Google like VR cardboard, Google cardboard, I think. They had like a Google cardboard version of the record. Anyway, if we ever did that and sent out like a thumb drive again, you know, and like aliens, it's called a universal serial bus, you know, so you probably have this one. But if we put Fate of the Furious on that, I think the aliens would come invade and take us over.
No. They're so weak and so stupid and just, look, they're so fat and delicious. Let's just eat them.
Yeah, they're like Hollywood's just lost its way. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they used to make quality pictures and they just lost their quality pictures of substance. And they just, it's all style, no substance. You know, mm-hmm. This movie is not funny. You know, it's got no lead. It's got no lead. This movie has no lead. Michelle Rodriguez should be the lead character of this movie, and she is not, and it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've just struck gold on what's wrong with this movie. Right?
There's nobody, there's no spotlight. Or there is a spotlight, but nobody's standing in it.
No. And, like, it's because, like, Vin's like, I'm the lead. But, like, actually, Vin, you're the villain. Right?
Mm-hmm.
You're the antagonist in this one.
Right.
So let Michelle be the protagonist and, like, save the day. That would actually be a good movie.
Yeah, that would be a good movie.
Turns out, Michelle Rodriguez, engaging character actor, would be great as a lead of this movie.
Yeah, because we're stuck now with two bad guys who take up what feels like 60%
of the screen time. Yeah, 60-70% of this movie is. And then, like, at the end of the day, what are we supposed to be, like, amped for? Like, Luke Evans?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like, no. Sorry. Not happening. So, I just think that would be much better.
I concur.
Oh boy.
Something happened on Vin's Instagram this week.
Oh my God. Did you see this?
I think I saw what you posted. I don't recall what it was now.
Okay. He posted a cake. Somebody made him. We're not sure who.
Oh, yeah.
For his birthday. He's really been taking about a month to celebrate his birthday on Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm just turning the sound off of my fucking thing. Boom. I'm just looking it up. So, why does it go? Instagram sucks so fucking bad. Okay, he says, I started playing D&D. It's a cake of like a book of a player's handbook for Dungeons and Dragons. The like role-playing dice game kind of thing. Not a game I've ever played. Have you? No.
No.
Seems boring.
It seems like if you got into it, you could.
I don't
really
want to yuck
it.
Anybody's yum. It seems like people have fun and like whatever. I don't think it's going to be for me.
Mm-hmm.
I started playing D&D when I started playing D&D when I was 12. No, I just needed people to know it was. So on this birthday this month, I shouldn't impersonate Ben. It was surreal to have this be. So on his. I started playing D&D when I was 12. So on his birthday this month, it was surreal to have this be his birthday cake. Ha ha. All love always. Okay, so he starts talking in the first person, but then is talking about another Vincent? Another Vin? I mean. And Ludacris is like replying, Crown. Cody Walker says, by the way, somebody the other day said I look like Cody Walker, and we absolutely have to dig into that. With the fact that, I don't, and B, how did this person know who Cody Walker is? It wasn't like a fan or it was like a random person.
Yeah, that requires a little bit more, a little bit more background check to see what's going on there.
The craziest thing anybody's ever said. They're like, you look like Cody Walker.
To what extent would you say?
Oh my God. Anyway, okay. So Cody Walker said, happy birthday, Vincent. Now, there is a tag. Yes. Good question. Quizzical look on your face. There is a tag on the cake, like a little piece of fondant that looks like a scroll that says, happy birthday, Vincent. Now, it seems like neither Cody Walker nor Ludacris nor Vin Diesel himself noticed that Vin's name is not Vincent Diesel.
Yeah. Okay, so to be clear, Vin has received this cake. He's not giving this cake to somebody else named Vincent. Gift.
Well, we're not sure, but yeah. I think that's true.
Right. Due to the change in first to third person in Vin's comment on it, it's unclear whether or not he has received this cake addressed to him, Vin, not Vincent Diesel.
I have fucked this up story-wise. This makes a lot more sense now.
All right.
Vin Diesel has a 12-year-old son named Vincent Sinclair.
Ah. I see.
Wow, we were going to get a bunch of angry letters in the mail after this podcast.
Got it.
His name is, so it's for his son.
Mm-hmm.
So okay, therefore, my Instagram story was nonsense.
Yeah. Just to be clear, though, does that mean that John Sinclair became
Mark Sinclair.
Mark Sinclair became Vin Diesel actor, had a child and named his son after
his
screen name?
Not screen name. But his screen name isn't Vincent. It's Vin.
It's Vin, exactly.
So he expanded it for his son.
That in itself is some next level shit, is it not?
That is next level cookery. Yeah, that's fucking crazy. It's like if I change my name to Max, you know, if I change my name, my screen name was Max Power. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And then I had a son and I named him Maximilian Nocera.
That's some real fantasy to reality shit. It's the crossing
He's a fan of D&D, which is the greatest fantasy to reality role-playing dice game ever created.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that makes sense.
Okay.
I don't want to do shoutouts because I don't have anything to talk about. Do you?
Okay.
Actually, that's not true. I have one. Yeah, go for it. Let's do it.
All right. Quick one. Anti-shoutout.
Mm.
The anti-shoutout here is
our fans. We hate them.
End of podcast. It's to the nonstop pain in my ass of switching internet providers.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm currently now an Optimum and a Fios customer at this time.
Dude, you fell into the New York, a classic New York City money pit runaround.
God,
trying to switch to Verizon Fios. It's the most impossible thing to do in New York, period. Okay? 15 years ago, Verizon walked its ass into New York City and said, everybody can have Fios. And so far, I think about 5 people have successfully signed up for it.
Oh my God. Oh, it's a huge pain. It's a huge pain. So I moved in here. We've got coaxial cable into Optimum.
Man.
It's been okay for a while. You know, it's not 100% consistent, but it's mostly there when you need it. Once in a while, you get let down. So at some point, Jess hit me up while I was at work. She's like, I think someone's leeching off of our internet, can't stay connected. We need to fix the situation here. I was like, all right, let's see what I can do here. Go and look on the Fios website. They've got, 100 megs more speed for $10 less. I was like, you know what? And they say they can ship me my stuff right away.
Daryl, it's like you clicked one of those fake download buttons, where you're like, watch Fast and Furious free online. And then you go to some shady fucking Taiwanese website and there's a big flashing download button. And you're like, oh, I can download it.
Yeah, I've got real life spyware just everywhere. Oh, my God. So they sent me a router. They said they're like, you know what? Your Fios is ready to deliver to your house immediately. Setup is going to be so simple.
No.
Thing arrives. I took it out, plug it in, gave it 5 minutes, didn't work. Put it away, got it back out 3 days later, didn't work. I then had to call. I've been on hours of phone support trying to get this thing done. I had a technician come to look for a thingamajigger. It obviously wasn't here. I had another technician
come. Of course it wasn't there.
I have another technician come a couple of days later. He had to bring two fat guys, two Verizon vans. They're out here. He's got an 18-foot ladder. He's leaning on the electric power lines out here. This thing is a disaster. He brings out the biggest drill bit I've ever seen. It's drilling through plaster and brick.
We're going to get a cherry here. Lift. Beep, beep, beep.
Oh, my God. And after all this, I can't get the internet on the other side of the house.
No way.
It's so terrible.
Well, that's actually a weird, easy fix. You should just swap out the router. Their router probably sucks shit. And you should get a nice big ass 5G router and just go for it.
Yeah. So it's an ongoing problem. I've got
You're probably, if you look at your bill, renting that router from them.
I'm not. My optimum one was set up that way where I have to pay a little extra to do it. But it's a two-way problem over here because I'm trying to get out of this optimum shit. I can't get out of this thing.
I know it's impossible. That's also impossible. That's the other side of this coin. Is look at this. This is the getting Fios installed side of the coin, and the other side is canceling Optimum. Another impossible task that will take you forever. God.
After all this, I was on a phone call. They're offering me. They're like, you know what? We'll just give you a gigabit internet connection for free. Just take it, please. Yeah. I was like, I already have the Fios. It's already here. The hole's been drilled.
This is a done deal, my man.
She was like, okay.
She's like, please don't leave me.
She's like, all right, we'll have someone come and uninstall it in 2 weeks. I was like, no, not 2 weeks. I'm calling to cancel this now. And then after all this, I pack up all of my router and stuff. I use part of my Saturday to put this shit in my backpack to go to the Optimum Center.
Under a bridge in fucking Woodhaven, Queens or whatever. It's insane.
It's insane. Guess what? I get there. There's a sign on the door. The thing is halfway closed.
We're only
closed. Open
for an hour on Thursday closed. Morning.
They're like, we're closed right now. There's two dudes in there. They're like, we're closed. Close. I talked to
you. You're knocking on the door, please. The guy's inside, like eating an Italian sub, we're close.
Oh my God. Yeah, exactly. He finally comes out. I was like, please, can I just return the stop? He was like, no, our system's down. We can't do shit. He was like, how about tomorrow? He's like, I have no clue when we're going to open again.
Oh my God. You had no clue.
Oh my God.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I'm not going to top that. I'm not going to do my shout out. That is actually amazing.
Yeah.
And God bless you. And sounds like it's a real treat doing this stuff. So good luck.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah. Terrible. If you have any horror stories about Verizon or Optimum or internet providers, you can tweet at us at Nolt Podcast and we will do nothing about it. Nolt Podcast on Twitter. We are No One Likes to Tuna Podcast on Instagram. No One Likes to Tuna Podcast at gmail.com. Patreon.com/ No One Likes to Tuna Podcast. You can vote on our in-betweener polls and we do special episodes on there. I need to post one pretty soon, I think. We're doing some Jason Statham movies right now. Anyway, we'll try to be a little more consistent going forward in the future with these episodes. I'm ending a job, so I will have more time to watch Fast and Furious movies and talk about it with my friend Daryl. In the meantime, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your pods. Please do that. Rate and review. I want to become the lowest rated podcast on Apple.
Yeah. We want some warning messages to come from Apple. Be like, hey, you guys are like borderline.
You guys, maybe, I think there's a bot after you. That's what we want Apple to call us. We want a person from Apple to call us. Like, we've never seen numbers like this. Good numbers? No. Bad number. Anyway, Daryl, you have a great week. We'll talk next week when we watch Furious 7, a much better movie than the one we watched this week.
Looking forward to it. Talk to you next time, Nick.